Have you had a great convention? Are you going to your churches better than you came? Are your churches going to be better off because you came? And that's it. That's the true fruit of this convention is when you get back home to your home churches, to your cities, and your nation. That's when we see the true fruit. It's like someone going to school. And that was a very good college, a very good university. The fruit of it is when you start to put the things you learned to work. That's why James 1:22 says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. He says, deceiving your own selves. He said, is there anyone who is a hearer and not a doer? It's likened unto a man who builds his natural face, or who sees, sorry. You know, something came to my head as I was saying that. That's exactly what Jesus said in Luke 6. He hears these words and does not do them. He said, it's likened unto a man who builds his house upon no foundation. He says, when the storms will come, when the winds will come, when the torrent rains will come, great was the fall of it. In fact, Luke says immediately it was off. You know, if you look at James, it was the same thing James was saying. So he beholds his natural face in the mirror, straight away goeth his way and forgets the manner of man he was. He forgets it. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues there, not being a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, the same man is blessed in his deed. As you leave the convention stay with you. Let all the group meetings, all the sessions stay with you. Now I'm just going to talk about something before I speak about just a straightforward exhortation I want you to have this morning. You see, it's important to have focus in life. To be focused. You know something? That every church is not your church. Other churches are not your church. You belong to the body of Christ, definitely. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says you are baptized into one body. Sure. Ephesians 4:5. It says we have one body, one Lord, one faith, one spirit, one baptism. True. But there are individual, local churches. Units of the body of Christ where you belong. And this is it. So if you know that, then you must have focus. Focus. Today, people on the social media want to be everybody's pastor. And the same way, people want to be everybody's church member. That's not just stupid, it's silly. The same way you are not everyone's child, or everyone's parent, or everyone's friend. You can't be everyone's member, or everyone's pastor. And that's why you have your own name. There's nobody whose surname is everybody. You are somebody with an identification. In 1 Thessalonians 5:12, Paul says, he says, know them that have the rule over you, who labor among you. Know them. There's an among you. There is a them, a local unit in the body of Christ, and this is where it is for you. So know them. And he says you should esteem them highly for their work's sake. Now, Paul says, so that there will be peace in the churches. Focus on your church, on your leaders, brings peace, not just in the body of Christ, but also in the local assembly. You know, in John 17, when Jesus was praying, I shared this at one of the cell leaders training conferences, that Jesus said, I don't pray for the world. I pray for them. He kept saying, them. You gave them to me. There must be a them. There's a body of Christ, everybody, but there's a them that you belong to in the body of Christ. Of course, as you belong to the them, your local church, you discern the Lord's body, you appreciate the other churches, the other ministries, what God is doing there, but you focus on your own. This is your own inheritance, as it were. Let me use that very loose definition. It's your own place. It's where you are. You focus on your own. And so as you leave this convention, I want to talk to you very briefly about strengthening your church. Say, I strengthen my church. Say again, I strengthen my church. Churches that will be strong, they need focused members. Focused members. Churches that will be strong. Go look at people whose church members are everywhere. They hardly have strong, anything that is strong going on. Because they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They feed everywhere. They look everywhere. And that's interesting. So you must be a focused person. Now your church needs strengthening. Strengthening means to be established again and again. To be able to carry out what God wants it to do. I'm going to repeat the word focus again. You ask your pastors. We all belong to the same Saints Community Church. We all work together, pray together, share together. But I tell each pastor to focus on his own flock, on his own congregation. Don't be busy. If you're the pastor of Sululere, you should not be particular about what's going on in Festac. In much as you pray for Festac, but your own work is Sululere. That's where your work is. You must be focused. There's no one. I told you, don't forget. I said, when you are doing everything, you are what? Distracted. You are distracted. You are distracted. Everything, that's distraction. When you are doing anything, then I said you are what? You are confused. When you are doing nothing, you are in trouble. And apply that to every area of your life. Have your priorities. Have your priorities. You know, someone sent me a text on Wednesday. And he said, sir, it's urgent. Listen to this very well. He said, it's urgent. And I said, okay. He said, can I talk to you, sir? I said, okay, give me like 2-3 hours. So as he sent that, I got just about the time I was supposed to call him. Then I got another call from this church. And I said, okay. So he kept texting me, calling, I didn't respond. So we spoke later on Friday. Then he said, sir, I said, there was something else I had to attend to. My own church. At that point, I didn't even care what he wanted to talk to me about. Hallelujah. He said, oh, I understand. I said, yes. I said, even now, I can't still talk too much because I'm still in our convention. So when I'm back home, he said, which day? I said, it has to be Monday. Because on Sunday, I'm also a pastor. I have to be in church. When I'm done with church, I have meetings. In the evening, at least let me rest and be able to be a pastor the next week. So that on Monday, I can talk to you. I said, thank you, sir. I said, thank you too for understanding. I'm not your pastor. And God did not give me the burden of your life. I know. That is why you had to call me to tell me what I should have known if I was your pastor. Be focused. Be focused. You are answering people's questions who are not in your local church. But those in your local church, you are not even taking their questions. You are a confused person. You are distracted. Focus on your own business. Focus on your career. Focus on your family. Don't say, children of nowadays, which one of them is in your house? Focus on your own family. Focus on your own children. Don't say men of nowadays. Men are dogs. I'll say, which breed is in your house? Focus on your own husband. Focus on your own wife. Focus on your own friends. God didn't give the whole world. Even the song says, he got the whole world in his hands. You are not the one that has the whole world in your hands. You have your own church. You have your own nation. You have your own friends. You have your own family, your own spouse. That's the one in your hands. Focus on the one in your hands. There's a Yoruba proverb. He says, you will not put someone's load on your head and put your own on your hand. That's a fool. You put your own load, someone else's load on your head. You carry it on your head like dandruff. Then your own load, put it down. You are a stupid person. You have your own load. You have your own name. You have your own family. You have your own business. You have your own career. You have your own health. You have your own future. You have the relationships God has brought your way. Focus on those ones. See, don't let social media deceive you. I have 5,000 friends. Who is deceiving you? Have people following me. Who is following you? You walk on the road. Let's see whether they will follow you. Because Facebook puts follow and they click follow. You think they are following you? Some of them are following you to mock you. Some are following you to spy. Some are following you because they don't have anything to follow. So you have to be smart. So you need to learn to strengthen your church. In Luke 22, verse 32, Jesus said, Simon Peter, Satan has desired to seek you. I prayed for you that your faith should fail not. He now said to him, he said, when you are converted, strengthen the brethren. Strengthen the brethren. Strengthen the brethren, which means keep them stable. Add energy to the brethren. Strengthen the brethren. In Luke 22, 43, even Jesus, having prayed for such a time and being ready to carry the burden of the cross, he needed to be strengthened. To be strengthened. You know, Paul in Ephesians 4:16, talking about the church. Let's read that portion. And it's the body of Christ, but it's mirrored in the local church. Ephesians 4 and verse 16. Are you still there? Are you still there? Verse 16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted that by every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Imagine if a part of your body is just not working. It's just there. That's how it is. Every joint is supplying strength, energy, the supply of the spirit that every joint is doing. So the local church needs strength. The fact that believers need strength means that the local church needs strength. Paul himself, Acts 9:19, he was strengthened. Not just once. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17, he says, you know, he was left alone to face the persecution. He said, but the Lord strengthened me. Then he said, other brethren came too and assisted him. That's why he will write in Romans 16. He wrote a whole chapter thanking friends, associates who were there, available, providing strength, providing succor. Same thing the local church is like. In Acts 18 and 23, I'll just read two portions in Acts of the Apostles for you. Acts 18 and verse 23. Acts 18 and verse 23. And he had spent some time at the palace, he says, and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. That's the churches. Strengthening the churches. Strengthening the churches. Strengthening the disciples. In chapter 15, just before he and Barnabas, shall I say, broke up. Well, the same thing, they broke up. In verse 36, some days after Paul said to Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city. This is what is called follow up. Where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they do. To see how they do. Now, what was the point? In verse 41, eventually when they went to Silas, he says, they went through Syria and Cilicia confirming the churches. That word means to strengthen the churches. To strengthen the churches. Say, my local church requires strengthening. To strengthen it. To strengthen it. Because it's facing war. Paul lets us know that the weapons of our warfare, talking about the church, 2 Corinthians 10:3, he says, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. So we are in a warfare. Because of that, the churches need strengthening. Just like Moses, whose hand was steadied in the war, in the battle. Your church is like that. The church is like that, requiring that steadiness, that strengthening as it confronts the forces of darkness. Paul says, be strong in the Lord, the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10, that's what your church is doing in your city, in your nation, confronting the works of darkness, undoing the works of darkness, winning souls, bringing men out of darkness to the light. So it needs strengthening. Say, my church means strengthening. So a church that needs strengthening, what do I do to bring strength to the local church that I serve? Remember, if you've listened to some of the exhortations I do virtually every Sunday now, I said, who is a church member? I explained that. I said, what is church service? Don't just share it. Make sure you feed on it. Is that clear? So I said, three things will strengthen your church. Three things. How many things did I say?
Three.
Number one is availability. When you are available, be available. Be available means you are around. You can be called upon at any time. There's nothing as self-defeating as those who claim to be church members and workers but are not available. Availability means you are going to give. Give your resources, give your prayer, give your support, give your submission. Hebrews chapter 13, 17. It says, submit to them that have the rule over you. Obey them, submit to them. They watch over your souls, that it will give account. You submit. That's availability. See, no matter how skillful you are, no matter how graced you are, if you are not available, then you are useless. Availability is number one. Be there. Be around. Be someone we know will be there. Availability. Second one is dependability. You know, some guys can be available but are not dependable. Anything you ask them to do, you start to fast and pray. Anything you ask them to do, you call someone else to check whether they have done it. That's not good. Look at Proverbs 25 and 19. Proverbs 25 and 19. Are you still there? Proverbs 25 and 19. It says, confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. I remember a guy like that. He would come around my house and we would fellowship together. And you know, as a preacher, and he would fellowship together. And you know, he's always talking about how I'm a blessing. So one day, something now happened. And whatever it was, I just wanted some guys to be around, you know, as friends. So I called him, I said, you know, he said, immediately he found 101 reasons not to be around. I knew that was not going to be my friend anymore. Never. Because you are not dependable. You're not dependable. It's just like a broken tooth. If you had a broken tooth before, you know what I'm talking about. It's there, it's not going anywhere, you cannot use it. But it's available. I'm available and I'm not available. You know, it's there. You've not removed it, but it's not going anywhere. And sometimes you take water and it's you know, that's how someone is available but not dependable. Then, you know, that's when you take meat and you are watching the meat without the meat. And you're now between like cow. Because you they're not dependable. See, I'm dependable. The third one is durability. Someone who is there for the long haul. No church can grow, be strong, fulfill its task in the earth when the members are passing time. They are temporary. Their commitment is not for long. You know, some of them say, for now. That's what I think. You know, no. That those who pledge their commitment for life. And I mentioned this a while back. Look at our parents. And I mean most parents who we met in the faith. You discover that they've been in local churches all their lives. 40 years. 50 years. So that even their grandkids now attend those churches. We're in a generation that people cannot even stay in the church in a year. Durability. You are there for the long haul. You are there for the long haul. Such people strengthen churches. There's nothing as lovely as a pastor to know that this guy is here all the time. This guy is here for all times. One, availability. Two, dependability. Dependable. Three, he is durable. Someone who will be there and know. Say, well, no, this one, no, this one is here. You know, there's some guys, they are not here. They are here in the meetings. They can write 20 tributes. You know, someone put something on the Facebook. He said, when we know the honor you have for your pastor is not on his birthday. He says it's on the day of offense. No one can write good things on birthday. Do you know when I've been hearing tributes on birthdays? Almost 30 years. People will come, you know, and they say, some will be crying. And that's the last time you see them. That's why they were crying. They'll be crying and you know, oh, what a blessing. My man of my pastor, you know, when I came, he called them. And that's the last time you will see them. And they'll be crying. You know, there's durability. You are there on for the long haul. Let's learn to give life time commitment. Someone say, what if the pastor goes wrong? What if they are no longer teaching? They will keep quiet. How can you live your life on what ifs? It won't go wrong. We'll fulfill the will of God together. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Be positive. They won't say that about their wife or husband though. They just say, no, I'm with you. I know, till death do us part. Even so, some will go before the death. But they say all those things. But when they come to church, they now start saying, who knows? You know, what if they don't teach the word of God? What if this one, what if the pastor backslides? What if the pastor falls into sin? Shut up. There's no what ifs. We are here for the long haul. We fulfill the will of God together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Quick one. What can weaken a church? What can weaken a church? Very simple. When you are unavailable. I'll close here. When you are unavailable. Oh my God. You ask the pastors. And how many of you who are cell group leaders now know what I'm talking about? When somebody is not available, you can cry. You can start crying. You say, don't worry. You plan something together and they won't come on the day of the planning. Sorry, the day of the event. They won't show up. They just send you text early in the morning. Sir, something came up. Something is always coming up. It weakens the church. Because you will not have an abuse. A few people will not be doing what everybody should be doing. Unavailable. Secondly, where you are undependable. We don't know. We are not sure what you are doing when we are not there. We are not sure. I put an article out, I think this morning too, by a respected man of God. He said, great churches have been brought down by gossip. Great churches. Reduced. We don't know what you are doing. Gossip. Unforgiveness. And I'm saying this to you. In a local church, settle conflicts very quickly. Don't give room for it to be the next day or the next hour. Do you know, in a church where the word of God is taught on walking in love, there are still people that don't talk to one another. What then can change you in a church like this, where the emphasis on walking in the Spirit is so strong, you still have people, for whatever reasons, there's no reason strong enough. And if you are at convention and you have anyone here that you have become cold towards, I know it's rain, so you're already cold. All right. So anyone, make sure you don't leave this convention. Then don't just say, sorry. No, be genuine in your heart. Resolve conflicts easily. Because strife plays the long game. Strife plays the long game. We cut the supply of the Spirit where we walk in strife. Finally, as we close this convention, lack of consistency. You know, I just flipped it. Lack of consistency will weaken any church. Today, you are all for prayer. Tomorrow, we can't see you again. You start to give reasons. You know, I taught this one. And some of them are so proud of their foolishness. You see them write stuff. Not here, of course, not you. You don't do like that. And you see, what are you talking about? So unreliable. So unfaithful. So inconsistent. You weaken the church. Someone is supposed to be there. Who is supposed to be behind? He said, brother, he sent us a text this morning that something came up. Something is always coming up. Okay, so we'll start looking for someone else. Who should be doing something else? He's not coming there. They give you a cell group to handle. They have to take the cell group to somebody else. That's not good. That weakens the church. That weakens the church. Be available. Don't miss meetings. Don't miss meetings. See, there is an impact of God's Spirit that happens when you are present when it was first said, when the meeting was held. Sharing with others, what did you hear, doesn't have the same impact. Ensure that you are there to strengthen your church and all the time. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Pray to strengthen your church. As you go back to your nation, your city, better still, the town, strengthen your church. Be available. Be dependable. Be consistent. It brings a supply to your church and to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the churches are strengthened, that they are durable, that they last, is because the members supplied that to the churches. Be available, be dependable, be durable in your church. Be the example you want other believers in the church to be like.